Otori Teisha. In Sakai, just south of Osaka, sits a shrine built around an ancient story of transformation. 2,000 years ago, according to the oldest written records, a young prince was sent on a long, brutal campaign to the eastern provinces. He completed his work, but on the journey home, he died of illness, far from the capital. According to the legend, his spirit then transformed into a white bird, which flew across the country and finally came to rest in this small forest. That is why the place is called the Forest of a Thousand Species, a dense grove that has been preserved exactly as it was, surrounded but never penetrated by the city that grew around it. The architecture of the main hall is unique in Japan. Older than the styles brought from China, it preserves a form that may be the closest surviving example of how the earliest Japanese shrines actually looked. Plain, sturdy, low. You walk into a city of millions. You walk through ordinary streets. Then you turn a corner, pass through a torii, and you are inside a thousand-year-old forest, in front of a building that looks nothing like anything else in the country. A bird transforming. A spirit landing. A small forest preserved by everyone agreeing, for 2,000 years, not to cut it down. Stand in the forest. Look up at the trees. Then look up further, at the sky. Sometimes the most beautiful thing about a place is what people, generation after generation, decided not to do to it.